This is Ancient and Modern.
Thank you.
The German Lutheran musician and composer Michael Pretorius was very methodical in cataloging and publishing his large output of church music. He had also intended to do the same with collections of English, Italian, German, secular music. Unfortunately, he only got around to publishing his 1612 collection of French secular music, called Terpsichore, after the Greek muse of lyric poetry and dancing. We heard Pavane d'Espagne and Spagnoletta with Philip Pickett's New London Consort. This is Ancient and Modern, WNHN's alt-classical program with Fred Portnoy, here on WNHN LP 94.7 FM and WNHNFM.org. Later in this hour, we'll have music by Paul Chilara with the San Francisco Choral Artists and the Alexander String Quartet. John Corigliano was born in 1938 in New York. In his early years, among other roles, he served as music director for New York's Pacifica radio station WBAI. His Symphony No. 1 was commissioned for the centennial of the Chicago Symphony in 1990. Corigliano wrote on the occasion of composing the symphony that historically many composers have been inspired by important events impacting their lives. During the past decade, I have lost many friends and colleagues to the AIDS epidemic. My first symphony was generated by feelings of loss, anger, and frustration. The movements are Apologue of Rage and Remembrance, Tarantella, Chaconne, Giulio's Song, and Epilogue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Daniel Barenboim conducted the Chicago Symphony in John Corigliano's Symphony No. 1. I was just watching Martin Scorsese's documentary about Bob Dylan, No Direction Home. And while I was looking up John Corigliano, I noticed that among his long list of compositions is the Grammy-winning Mr. Tambourine Man, 7 poems of Bob Dylan. Maybe on some future show. This is Ancient and Modern on WNHN LP in Concord. Paul Chilara was born in Seattle, Washington in 1938. As a Japanese-American child in the early 1940s, he spent 3 years quarantined with his family in an internment camp in Minidoka, Idaho. As a music student, he studied in Paris with Nadia Boulanger and at Tanglewood with Gunther Schuller. And now, as a teacher, he's at New York University as an artist faculty in film music. For a commission by the San Francisco Choral Artists and the Alexander String Quartet, Chilara chose Paul Verlaine's poem Clair de Lune, which harkened back to the music of the same title by Claude Debussy. Thank you. San Francisco choral artists and the Alexander String Quartet performed Paul Chilara's Clair de Lune. Earlier this hour, we heard a selection from Michael Pretorius' Terpsichore and John Corigliano's First Symphony. That's it for Ancient and Modern this week. I hope you can come back next Sunday morning at 10. I'm Fred Portnoy. Stay tuned for Bluegrass at 11.